Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. When you think of Kentucky agricultural production, you might not think of this county, but when you think agritourism, you may just be surprised.
Oldham County is the farm tour capital of Kentucky, and year-round, well, from about April to November, we have 17 educational farm tours all year.
And says Kim Buckler, executive director of Oldham County Tourism, their big event for this weekend isn't getting its toes wet, but jumping in with a splash.
Farm Fest started last year, in summer of last year, and then started working and planning it in August last year. So this has all come about since August.
As planning unfolded, they could sense their potential and opted to increase the venue size for Farm Fest.
About 5 weeks after I started the planning stages of that, the word got out about what we were trying to do, and it had never been done in Kentucky. So then other organizations across the state wanted to be involved and to see how they could participate and help with it. So we moved it to 20 acres just to accommodate the interest, not just people wanting to volunteer and help, but promote their organizations.
Complete details are online at kyfarmfest.com. Visitor parking is at South Oldham County High School with shuttles running all day Saturday and Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace. I rely on Sunoco Green E15 made with American ethanol to power my car through tough and demanding racetrack conditions. Now, if ethanol can provide the power and performance I need on the track, it can certainly do the same for your car or truck. We make ethanol right here in America, and it keeps American dollars here at home. When you pull up to the pump, choose an ethanol blend. It runs circles around ordinary gasoline.
This message provided by Kentucky Corn Growers. This weekend's Kentucky Farm Fest in Oldham County, says coordinator Kim Buckler, runs 9 to 6 Saturday, 10 to 6 Sunday, with over 100 educational workshops.
It's the farmers who grow the food every day, the artists who make the art every day. Everything is small and intimate, and it's set up to have a Q&A at the end of each workshop.
They're working to keep the feel small, but it's turning into a pretty big deal.
We have 6 bluegrass bands both days. Live cooking demos hourly with celebrity chefs and 100 workshops to attend, live animals, kids' pony rides on Saturday, antique tractor show, bookstore with, we have 12 author book signings, and then the foodie market and art show. So there's a lot going on. You could really come out at 9 in the morning and have plenty to do until 6 that evening.
Adult admission is $5 per day. Kids 12 and under are free. Complete details at kyfarmfest.com. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.